In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about my top 5 productivity hacks. Although these aren't really hacky, these are more of strategies that are a great way to set up your business to support you, help you to be more productive, help you to get more good stuff done, and ultimately work less time. I have a feeling some of you guys need this episode right about now. So let's cue that intro and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. So a lot of times people ask, like, how do you get so much done? And this question comes up so much that I know we've got to talk about it today, because there are some major strategies that a lot of people are missing when it comes to managing your time, managing your focus, and making sure that you utilize your most productive time throughout the day effectively. Now, before we dive on into this, I do want to say that there's not a one-size-fits-all for productivity, meaning every one of us is going to have a different time of day that we're most productive. For example, I know that when I work out in the morning, I crash hard by the end of the day. Just always works out that way. I also know that I'm most productive for my most intense work, usually for the first couple hours of the day, and then I start to kind of taper off in terms of productivity. So know when you are most productive, and you can apply the strategies that I'm teaching today directly to your times of productivity. The first overarching strategy, and then we'll dive into the 5 smaller strategies, is the business by design. Now, I teach this inside of the Social Click in depth, and I think that this is absolutely essential. A lot of times people allow their clients and their business and emergencies and fires and reactivity to run their life, and they feel like they never get anything done. And after, oh gosh, I think 6 years of running a business, has it been 6 years? I think it's been 6 years. That's kind of cool. After 6 years, I've realized that the emergencies never end. They never stop. Everyone always wants your attention. People are always going to be messaging, commenting, asking for more. Clients are always going to want more. They're always going to have thoughts and questions, and it goes on and on and on. So keep that in mind. You have to intentionally decide that you're going to work on your own terms. And that's what the business by design is all about. It's about designing a business that serves you and ultimately serves your family as well as your clients. Now, this took me a long time to implement. I used to let whatever emergencies were popping up, whatever notifications were popping up, like, run me throughout the day. And I didn't realize that it was never going to end. There was never a point where everything would chill. So I'm going to talk about these 5 strategies, but I highly recommend diving into the business by design to completely revamp how you show up, where you show up, when you show up, and ultimately creating a business that honors your entire life, not just your business as your life. So if you want to learn more about working with me in the Social Click, head to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. And let's dive into strategy or productivity hack number 1. This is time blocking. Time blocking is incredibly important because sometimes we look at an empty day and we're like, oh, cool, I have nothing going on today. So we spend about 2 hours scrolling through TikTok, farting around. I'm at least speaking for myself. A lot of us know this to be true. And you're scrolling on Facebook, kind of looking, comparing. Before you know it, imposter syndrome's kicking in. You're starting to doubt yourself. You're wondering if you've ever created anything good. You're spending more time consuming than creating. Sound familiar? Time blocking is really helpful because it helps you to account for your time. So we intentionally have blocks throughout my schedule where it's like, this time is specifically for this, this time is specifically for this, because it was honestly this massive, like, oh my gosh moment when I realized how much time I was unintentionally and unknowingly wasting during work, thinking I was working, but really just comparing myself to everyone else on, like, different social media platforms. So that simple act of time blocking, you can even time block for different things. Like, you can time block for worrying, so you don't worry all day. You're like, okay, I got my time for worrying. You can time block for scrolling on TikTok. You time block for anything you want. There's no judgment. It's just you don't do things without accounting for it and intentionally bringing it into awareness. Game changer. The second big strategy or productivity hack is turning notifications off. That's right. Turn all notifications off. And then you can time block for going to the different platforms to check the different notifications. But they're not going to be popping up on your phone. They're not going to be popping up on your desktop. I have no notifications on any platform except for text messages so that if a family member is trying to reach me or give me some news, I see their text. But no notifications anywhere ever. I choose when and where and how and why I check the different platforms with intentionality. But when your notifications are on, you are constantly in reactivity mode. You have to pull back the ownership and start to intentionally make the decision to check notifications. Time-saving productivity hack number three, allowing where and how you communicate. I have to say, we have intentional channels for different conversations. Slack is where I communicate with my clients. Facebook Messenger is where I communicate about my business. Boxer is where I communicate with the students that I mentor. I have intentional channels for different types of notifications and conversation because the last thing I want is someone to message me on Instagram, it get caught in the Instagram filtered trap, and then be like, you never responded. You have to, through your business by design, tell people this is where and how I communicate. And then this is the hardest part. You've got to uphold it. Just like if you're telling your kids you can't have ice cream before breakfast, they're still going to ask because they're kids. Kids love ice cream. They're going to ask for ice cream before breakfast or even for breakfast. And one of the best things that you can do is actually follow up with it and say, listen, it's just a rule in our house. We don't have ice cream for breakfast. So you can keep asking, but I'm going to keep reminding you that that's not what we do here. So you actually have to do the same thing with communication. If people are messaging you on Facebook Messenger and on text messaging, and you're trying to create one central place for communication, just continually redirect them to that place for communication. Say, hey, I don't want to miss this. Head on over to my email, head on over to my Slack channel and drop this here so I don't miss it. Productivity hack number four, set times for scrolling. Yeah, actually like allow yourself to scroll. Scrolling is enjoyable, but make sure that you're doing it in the point of the day when you are strong and not as productive. Meaning for me each day from about 4 to 6, it's kind of this no man's land time. It is really, I am not productive from 4 to 6. I have to work really hard to be productive. So I like to actually use that time to do research through scrolling. So I will scroll on TikTok and drop my ideas for content in a Google Doc as I'm scrolling. So that's my way of doubling down and actually making that scrolling time productive. But also it gives me the freedom to actually do something I like. I'm not even a part of the hustle culture that says, don't ever scroll, don't ever consume content, don't ever relax for a single second. No. Feel free, but just do it on purpose. And that is a huge game changer. And productivity hack number five, sprints/pomodoros. We actually, with the Social Click, every day from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, we host a co-working time for sprinting. We call it the power hour, but it's really 2 hours for power productivity. And that's a time where you get stuff done with intentionality, all together holding each other accountable. And you have to intentionally create these sprints to get stuff done. These timers of Pomodoros, AKA you set a timer for like 20 minutes and time yourself for a task and see if you can get it done and beat the timer. It has absolutely transformed my productivity throughout the day. Instead of spending 2 hours working on an email sequence, I might spend 20 minutes. And the reason I do that is because of Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law is objects will take up the container that they're allowed. So if you allow yourself 2 hours to get a task done, it'll take you 2 hours to get the task done. If you allow yourself 20 minutes or 30 minutes and set a timer, you are far more likely to finish it in that set amount of time. So these Pomodoros, you can look that up. By the way, it's a really cool technique of like switching tasks with timers, or what I like to call sprints, are just a set amount of time to get a certain amount of things done. And I think it's pretty cool. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know that there was probably, there were probably a couple of different things that stuck out for you. So feel free to take notes, implement what serves you. And if you're ready to check out my mentorship and mastermind program, head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. Apply there. But just a heads up, we only accept 14 to 16% of people who apply. That's actually a real stat, which is kind of crazy to say. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.